I'm Roby Brock with your Talk Business Update, a recap of the biggest business and political stories of the last week. Arkansas's jobless rate fell in June to 7.2% as more workers exited the labor force and unemployment rolls. The 7.2% June unemployment rate was 0.1% lower than May and 0.9% below June 2011, when the jobless rate was 8.1%. The Arkansas Department of Workforce Services reported that nearly 2,300 more workers dropped out of the civilian workforce and 1,900 fewer workers were categorized as unemployed in June. The net difference accounted for the drop in the unemployment rate. Deltic Timber Corporation reported second quarter net income of $3.5 million, up 71% from a year ago, when quarterly profits topped $2 million. The El Dorado-based timber and real estate firm saw revenue jump 15% to $37.1 million for the quarter, compared to $32.2 million 1 year ago. Now, Deltic, which has developed the Chenal Properties subdivision out in West Little Rock, said part of its strong performance in the second quarter was due to significantly improved operating results in its mills segment, which benefited from higher average lumber prices. Deltic, which sees fluctuating business conditions from the housing and real estate markets, said it would be cautious for the rest of the year. PAM Transportation Services reported net income of more than $934,000 for the quarter ended June 30th. That's an improvement from year-ago earnings when the Taneytown-based trucking firm posted a $692,000 profit. For the first 6 months of 2012, PAM is reporting net income of $1.6 million compared to a $1.28 million net loss during the first 6 months of 2011. And also on the earnings front, Simmons First National reported second quarter net income of $6.5 million, and that was slightly below the $6.7 million it earned 1 year ago. The New York Times reports that a bipartisan congressional panel will open an inquiry into the data brokerage industry, and Little Rock-based Axiom is one of the targets of the effort. Representative Edward Markey of Massachusetts and Representative Joe Barton of Texas, co-chairman of the bipartisan Congressional Privacy Caucus, sent letters of inquiry to Axiom and eight of its competitors. In the letters, the legislators requested extensive information about how the companies amass, refine, sell, and share consumer data. Axiom says it looks forward to complying with the requests. Finally, Sheffield Nelson said he would suspend his campaign to raise the state's severance tax to a flat 7%. Nelson, whose organization is called the Committee for a Fair Severance Tax, has been collecting signatures to qualify the tax hike for the November ballot. The effort had more than 70% of its petition signatures invalidated last week by the Secretary of State's office, and a number of those signatures appear to have been fraudulently obtained. On Tuesday, Nelson told reporters that meeting the extended signature deadline, which will require more than 41,000 valid signatures over the next 30 days, would be difficult to achieve. I'm Roby Brock, and that is your Talk Business Update.